we work together, if we both strong, our voices will be heard more by the whole world. Brothers and sisters, I'm leading Indonesia towards a great transformation. We want to improve our economy. We want to build a clean government, free from corruption, so that Indonesian people can live well. Therefore, I want to be closer to Turkey. Let's work together. Let's build the welfare of our people together, for us to move towards a better situation in the 21st century.
On that occasion, President Prabowo Subianto also expressed his admiration for Turkey, which continues to be committed to defending Palestine. According to him, Turkey has a firm stance in rejecting the cruelty that occurred in Palestine. Therefore, according to him, Indonesia also wants to work with Turkey in defending justice and truth in a world full of uncertainty. Still from the governments of Indonesia and Turkey that have agreed to focus on training human resources in disaster emergency response as one of the key aspects of their cooperation. This agreement is outlined in the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, between the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and the Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Authority, which was signed in Ankara on Thursday. The MOU was inked by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency head, Suhar Yanto, and Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Authority President Ali Hamza Bakrivan. That was Nisan from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Leoda. Leoda Margareta Gimbing, better known as Leoda, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21st, 2013. Leoda began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leoda to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leoda to cover it because Leoda's voice director fits the song. This love theme song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listen, here's the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leoda and Yofi Widianto.
Bye. Sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari 100 juta dan karawitan keras ke Japanese Music Award are actually already popular worldwide.
is a bad person. More than 100 countries already have international gamma locals. South Korea, Wyoming, so on, and Singapore. The worst season from Japan and the US. The young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI are now learning. But I still thought, oh, I'm a major, only had one class. Now draw three classes.
Adaptive Wyoming art makes Wyoming culture continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Buck Bisumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, Wyoming is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why Wyoming never dies.
Wyoming culture is not dying. That means it's still hidden in the background. But the time has come. The potential Wyoming culture continues to exist and survive. Wow! If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Your class still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed people's thoughts. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Demand of the Solo try to be puppet, manipulating by playing Wyoming fluid, like people play Kung Fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian president Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election, the Anon Page is Nayan, Gatun Pihachu, Zenwedim. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, Wyoming and politics are closely tied, then Wyoming continues to exist and is amazing. Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, tapi kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah, ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya. This wayang is based on traditional art or ramas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tapi and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wine only uses one light, wine puffy uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wine coolie has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wine puffy is colorful.
That's the explanation of puffy, modern wine creator. Wine puffy is a performance adapting wine coolie. Wine puffy is wine made from plastic with lighting system used in wine coolie. Wine puffy was created as puffy worried about the young generation who has no space to play. So wine puffy is the innovation of wine coolie. Besides, through modern wine, puffy tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitu ya, plastik. I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage, which can be useful for a world. Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang puffy story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Kali bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya. At first, I told a story on playground instead of teaching the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question, and human is neutral to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang puffy are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti arah apa irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar pokok yang Anda senangi. I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it too slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Ticknor, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if Dalam changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transcribed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the word changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or Palais still has Kraton form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced to eat.
According to Buck Bisumanto, Japanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Kraton itu bisa berubah-ubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the year of G30, as DKI, the 1965 incident, people around the Kraton of his army general, Subandio, who witnessed the incident, was called as the Luna, person who makes other people fall down, and Sukarno himself is adapted to culture people. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Puffy hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya adalah generasi muda untuk supaya lebih baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited. Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia. atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya tidak bisa hati saya. Yeah, I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our royal are created by Malaysia. What makes me worried is that when my children or my grandchildren do not know Maya, this is the hardest thing. Making generations in the next 10 or 20 years still love and care about Maya.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Benjamin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think there will be help on the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for macro digitization, or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, pomito. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Benjamin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.